Welcome to Tart Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we'll be studying Tehillim Mizmor Kuf Lamed Beis 132. We're continuing in the songs of the Shirei HaMa'alos, the songs of ascents. This is a different style of song of ascent than the others. First of all, it's much longer. It's double the size than the longest one before this, which is 122. But really what's different about the song is that it describes the struggle of David HaMelech, of King David, to find the proper place and then to build the Beis HaMikdash. So why is this included in the Song of Ascents, the story of David's struggle to find the Beis HaMikdash, or the place for the Beis HaMikdash? For one, because as people were going to be Ola Regel, as they were ascending to the Beis HaMikdash, these were the songs that they sang on their way. And they needed to remember, as part of their songs, they needed to remember the efforts that David made so that they could now go to the Beis HaMikdash. There is so much to talk about the efforts of David HaMelech, but let's just do a little piece of it now. There's a mitzvah in the Torah to build a Beis HaMikdash, and it was David's dream to do so. And after David built his palace in Ir David, and then he brought the Aron, the Ark, from Kiryat Yearim, and he brought it to rest in a temporary place in Ir David, he was very perturbed, and he called the prophet Nasan. He called Nasan HaNavi, and he said, Re'ena, look, Nasan, Anochi Yoshev Beveis HaRazim, I'm sitting in this beautiful cedar palace. The Aron Elokim and the Ark of God is in a temporary place, Besoch HaYiria. And so he says to Nasan, I want to build the Beis HaMikdash. And Nasan answers him, do what you want and Hashem will be with you. Imagine how excited David was to hear that, yes, he can build the Beis HaMikdash. But the story is not over there. That night, Nasan, when he went to sleep, he received a prophecy, received a nevuah, that David can't build the Beis HaMikdash, but his son would be able to build the Beis HaMikdash, and Hashem would uphold the monarchy. Hashem would give the children of David strength and eternity in this monarchy. And so the next day, Nasan went to tell David that he wouldn't be building the Beis HaMikdash. And imagine how David could have felt when he heard that his dream wasn't going to be actualized. And David's reaction is unbelievable. He says, I will do what I can now. Whatever you, Hashem, want from me, that's what I will do. And although David knew he wouldn't be able to complete the job, he went on to locate the place of Har HaBayis, of the place where the Beis HaMikdash would be, and it came with a lot of stories that we're not going to go through right now, but along with that came a magefa, a plague, and at the end of the plague, David was shown exactly where the Beis HaMikdash would be, but then he found it in the field of Aravna Hayavusi. He also, in addition to finding the location of the Beis HaMikdash, he also became involved in the fundraising, in getting the resources that he would need or that his son would need to build the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, he did what he could do, even though he knew he couldn't finish the job. So we will see this integrated, this story integrated into the song of Shir HaMa'alos 132. Let's begin. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Shir HaMa'alos, the song of ascents. Zachor Hashem leDavid. Eskol unoso. Please, Hashem, remember all the suffering that David went through. Pasuk Beis, Asher nishba l'Hashem, that he swore to Hashem, neder l'abir Yaakov, and vowed to the strong one of Yaakov. He said, im avo, Pasuk Gimel, verse 3, im avo ba'ohel beisi, that I won't go into my bed or my bedroom. A ohel beisi could be like the canopy. The ohel is technically a tent, but it could be the tent over his bed, the canopy. I will not go into my bedroom. Im aale al eres yitzuai. If I, or in other words, I will not go on the bed that is spread out for me. In other words, he was saying, I will not go to sleep. Im etain pasuk dalet. Verse 4, Imetain Shena, Shnas La'enai La'afa Pai Tnuma. If I allow or I won't allow my eyes to sleep or slumber to my eyelids. Ad emtsa makom Lashem, until I find a place for Hashem, Mishkanos La'abir Yaakov, resting places for the strong one of Yaakov. This doesn't mean that David never slept, but what the Mefarshim explain is that he didn't allow himself the luxury of just going to sleep comfortably or whenever he felt it, like it, just lying down. It was only when sleep overcame him that he finally went to sleep. Notice also that the verse keeps referring to the God of Yaakov in connection with the Beis HaMikdash, or the place of the Beis HaMikdash. Why do we connect Yaakov with the place of the Beis HaMikdash? Because Yaakov was the first one to identify the place. When he awoke from his dream in the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, when he was running away from his parents' home, from Esav, and he woke up from the dream where he saw the ladder, and he said, Ma nora hamakom hazeh, how awesome is this place. Ein zeki im beis Elokim, this is the house of God. So if we know, if Yaakov knew where the place is, why didn't we know where the place is? And it's very possible that Yaakov may not have revealed where exactly that Beis Elokeinu, that Beis Elokim, the house of God is. But David HaMelech was shown the place. Pasuk Vav. And now we respond, Hine Shmanua Be'efrasa, behold, we heard about that place. We needed to find that place. We heard about it in Ephrat. Ephrat is another name for Beis Lechem. So it's very possible that since David HaMelech was from Beit Lechem originally, we heard about this place from David. Mitzanua b'stei ya'ar. We found it in the forested field, parentheses, of Aravna Hayavusi, because that was the place where God revealed that this would be the Beis HaMikdash, where it was revealed through an angel, and it was in this forested area that belonged to Aravna Hayavusi. Now that we know where the Beis HaMikdash is, we can start to deal with the building itself. And now we see, he saw, David HaMelech sees the picture of the Beis HaMikdash built. Navoa lemishkanosav, we will arrive at his tabernacle. Nishtachavel hadom raglav, we will prostrate ourselves at his footstool. And Pasuk Ches begins three psukim that are quoted almost verbatim in Divrei Hayomim. And these were the psukim that Shlomo said when he dedicated the Beis HaMikdash. And he says the following, Kuma Hashem limnuchasecha. Arise, Hashem, to your resting place. Ata v'aron uzecha, you and the ark of your strength. In other words, Hashem, come to your place of rest, of menucha, and rest your shechina here forever. Now, this sounds very similar to a tefillah, a prayer that Moshe said, that we read in Bamidbar, where it's, Kuma Hashem, get up Hashem, v'yafutsu oivecha, and scatter your enemies, v'yanusu misanecha mipanecha, and your enemies will run away from you. Here is almost as if it's part two. God doesn't have to chase away the enemies. The enemies have already disappeared. It's a time of peace. And now King Shlomo says, Kuma Hashem, get up and rest with us. And not only that, Pasuk Tes, Kohanecha Yilbashu Tzedek, let the Kohanim, or let your Kohanim, be clothed in righteousness. The people who are working in the Beis HaMikdash should be in a place of goodness. V'chasidecha Yiranenu, the Levim will sing joyously to you, Hashem. It's not just going to be a building where your Shechina is in there, but the people who are in the building are going to rejoice and they're going to be righteous. Pasuk Yud, verse 10. And do this, Hashem, rest in this place, ba'avur David avdecha, because of David, your servant, all the efforts he made to make this happen. Al tashev p'nei mishichacha, do not turn away the face of your anointed. And again, it's referring to Shlomo here, his son. He's saying, because of my father, David, who was your servant, please rest your shechina in the Beis HaMikdash. And now the song shifts, and we're talking again about David. Remember we said at the beginning that when the prophet Nassan told David that he wouldn't be able to build the Beis HaMikdash, he told him that Hashem would do good for his children. Here we're going back to that story. Nishba Hashem le David. Hashem promised to David, Emes lo yashuv. This is a truth from which he will never retreat. Mipri bitnecha ashis l'kisei lach. Hashem said, from your children I will place upon your throne. I won't go to a different family. It's only going to be from your family. Im yishmeru banecha brisi ve'edosizo alamdein. If your sons keep my covenant and my mitzvos that I will teach them, gam b'nehem adei ad yeshvu l'kisei lach. Also your children forever after will sit upon your throne. Just like you're the king, King David, so will your children be. And just like King David, David HaMelech so badly wanted to establish Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Pasuk Yigimel, verse 13, Ki bachar Hashem b'tzion, for Hashem has chosen Tzion, Iva lemoshav lo, he desires to live in it. In the same way that David, you desire to have me here, I desire to be here. Pasuk Yudalad, verse 14, Hashem is speaking, so to speak. Zos menuchasi ade ad. This is my resting place forever. Po eshev, here I will sit. Ki ivisiha, for I desire her. Pasuk Tesvav, Tzeda barech avarech, evyoneha asbi alechem. I will bless the sustenance abundantly. Even the poor will have enough to eat. Pasuk 16, Tezayin, V'choneh albish yesha, and the Kohanim will wear clothing of salvation. Notice the parallel from before, where the Kohanim will be righteous. Here, the Kohanim will have salvation. V'chasideha ranein yiraneinu, again the parallel. The Levim will joyously sing. Pasuk Yud Zayin, verse 17, Sham atzmiach keren leDavid. There I will sprout the pride of David. There the Mashiach will come from. Keren is the horn of an animal, and it takes time to grow. So slowly Hashem will bring the horn, the pride of David, back to Yerushalayim. Arachti ner leMashichi, I have prepared a lamp for my anointed. Oivav pasuk yudches, oivav albish boshes, his enemies I will clothe in shame, va'alav yatzitz nizro, but upon him his crown will shine. And the Medrash says the greatest shame for the Rasha'im, for the wicked, is to see the glory of the tzaddikim, the glory that the righteous will receive. When's this happening? Is this happening about the Beis HaMikdash that happened? Is it happening about the Beis HaMikdash that will happen? Is this about the glory of Yerushalayim in the time of Shlomo? Is this about the glory of Yerushalayim in the Asid, in the future? Obviously, it's referring to both. David's dream came true. He worked to make his dream come true, and it did. And so too, once again, that dream will become a reality. As we conclude, we can focus on so many ideas in this beautiful song, ideas about the passion for the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, the glory of the past, the glory of the future, the Davidic dynasty. We can talk about the righteousness of the Kohanim and the Levim and the salvation that Hashem will bring to the world. I would like to point out one thought that I find particularly touching and uplifting and meaningful as part of these songs of ascent. Rabbi Hirsch notes that this song celebrates the moment at which the Aron was brought into the Beis HaMikdash in the time of Shlomo when he first built it. And instead of focusing on the splendor of the Beis HaMikdash, they were singing about, or the thoughts of the people went back to King David, to David HaMelech, who had already died, but through whose achievements and efforts made it possible that they would have the Beis HaMikdash today. Let's fast forward to nowadays. Because as we ponder our history and our present, anything we have, our existence as a nation, is because of the generations before us, the dreams, the efforts, the blood, sweat, and tears of our fathers. And this Tehillim particularly mentions the unoso, the pains and struggle of David HaMelech. But by looking and pondering David's story, we realize something critical for our own personal growth. We wish we could do everything and then see the fruits of all our labor while we're alive. But it doesn't work that way. Humility, anivus, which is what we spoke about yesterday in Kuf Lamed Aleph in 131, humility is recognizing that we can only do what we can do. We can create what we can create. Whatever you, Hashem, want from me, that's what I will do, as we learned from Avraham, who said, Hineni, I'm here, God. Whatever I can do, that's what I'm going to do. When we do our piece of the puzzle, we cannot imagine what kind of eternal promises will be fulfilled. And that's really why when Nasan came to David and said, Hashem said, you're not going to build the Beis HaMikdash, but your children will, David didn't suffer yiush. He didn't suffer total despair. And it didn't stop him from doing what he could do. We're now in a similar position to David. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but we know it will be built, and we know where it will be built. And so at this time, we need to appreciate that we have to do our part, whatever that part is, and that ultimately when it will be built, and we know it will be built very soon, there will be a song written about us, Zechor Hashem Unaso, Zechor Hashem Le, put your name in here, Hashem should remember me and all my Unaso, and all his or all her struggle in order to build the Beis HaMikdash. We will all have our imprint in the Beis HaMikdash if we do what we can now. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chanasara Bas Chaim Leib.